Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Wednesday, January 10th. We have a great guest on the podcast today. He is a former NFL agent, and he knows the salary cap and contracts as well as anybody out there. He writes for CBS Sports, Joel Corey. I grill him on the odds of Aaron Rodgers retiring or being traded. I don't think you're going to like the answers if you want Aaron Rodgers somewhere else. We cover Matt Stafford. So, by the way, some of you did not like my Matt Stafford to the Jets take. I'm going to be honest with you. McVay came out yesterday and was like, hey, if my staff wants to go out and get jobs, go for it. His offensive coordinator announced he's going back to Kentucky. It became official. I'm just saying, the Rams have the feel of a quick teardown, okay? They won the Super Bowl. A bunch of guys got hurt. And now you've got your core group of stars and then not much behind that. I mean, listen, I'm not bagging on these guys, but Aaron Donald, injured. Cooper Kupp, injured. Jalen Ramsey, probably the worst season of his career. All of a sudden, you look at this core and you're like, oh man, Stafford's 34? Dang, Cooper Kupp 29? I mean, Cooper Kupp's got several good years left. The Allen Robinson experience was an absolute debacle. And then on the defensive side, you're like, oh, let's see what we got here. We got, Aaron Donald, yeah, 31, demanded a lot of money. Okay. Leonard Floyd, pretty good. He's 30. Jalen Ramsey, you know, cornerbacks kind of age quickly. He's 28, has a couple more good years left. The idea of a teardown is not that unfathomable. And I know that people do not like the idea of good teams quickly unloading all the stars. Everybody bought Stafford and Kupp jerseys and Aaron Donald, and it felt like the parade happened 6 months ago. And the reality is, there's no point in being in the middle. You've got to go for the top or you got to bottom out. And I think the Rams and Les Snead get that. And if McVay makes it official, I think within short order, you're going to see Stafford gone. And then it's like, well, what are we holding on to Cooper Kupp for? What are we holding on to Donald and Ramsey? If we trade those guys, we get picks. we are probably going to be picking first, second, or third in the upcoming draft. And we can get Caleb Williams and reboot quickly on the fly and build around a rookie quarterback. That is the strategy. That is the move. That's how McVay got to his first Super Bowl, by the way, with the Rams. Remember, Jared Goff was on the rookie deal. They get to the Super Bowl. Then they got to pay Goff. Then they realize, he's not our guy. Let's get Stafford. And they were able to pull it off. At any rate, Joel Corey, we dive deep into all things Stafford, the Lamar Jackson situation, which, I don't know, guys, this franchise tag, how many more years Lamar got in Baltimore? Still no sign of him at practice. We talk about Derek Carr, Stafford, Garoppolo, Brady. All the quarterbacks are interesting. It's going to be a really fun offseason. Not a huge night last night in sports. Donovan Mitchell returning to Utah was like arguably the highlight. I did hit a nice Michigan State bet. Shout out to everybody on Instagram stories who saw it. No, by the way, yes, my Instagram has been lit up by Seattle Seahawks fans. Thank you for the new followers, all my friends in Seattle. I went to Seattle once. We had, I think it was right after graduating high school. My mom and dad had friends in Seattle, and we went there for like, I don't know, 6 days. And for whatever reason, it was like 6 days that it did not rain. And I loved Seattle. I was like, oh, you got the contrast of the Pacific Ocean and then the mountains. This is so cool in a city. Oh my gosh, this is incredible. And we had a great time. I haven't been back since, but I have met some friends out here on the West Coast who love Seattle. One of my neighbors is actually just moved here from Seattle a couple years ago and super nice guy. I have not spoken to him yet about the Seahawks, but I know he's excited that they are postseason bound, even though they're going to get trampled by the Niners. So since it wasn't a big day in sports, I will drop this. If you are an eagle-eared listener to the podcast, I spoke within the last 2 weeks about a big move Necaxa was going to make. Soccer team I own in Liga MX. I'm not the only owner, just a minority owner, but it's fun. We lost our opener. Yes, I watched it. Some tense moments. We lost 3-2. Very disappointing showing on the defensive end. We'll be better. At any rate, I said that we were going to be bringing on a new investor into the fold who was an NFL football player and a big name that everybody knew. And they announced it yesterday. His name? Odell Beckham. Welcome aboard, Odell. Maybe now he'll unblock me on Twitter and IG for when I kind of hammered him when he was with the Giants. And I said, you got to trade him. You got to trade him. You got to trade him. And Giants fans hated me. And then they traded him. And they were like, oh, Jason, okay, you were right. Got it. But Odell did not want to hear that. At any rate, hopefully I will see him at a game in Aguascalientes sooner than later. I don't know. I don't know if I'll have the time. At any rate, let's get to our guest, Joel Corey of CBS Sports.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy you know, former NFL agent. He is the salary cap guru. So it's fun to, you know, speculate about where players may go, who's going to get cut, all this fun stuff. I see the latest one is now people are piggybacking on who we've been talking about for a while, DeAndre Hopkins. So I figure we bring in a voice of reason, someone who is well-versed in the contracts, Joel Corey, CBS Sports. Joel, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
I'm excellent. Life is good, and the NFL regular season's over. And the beauty of it, Joel, is it looks like we could be in line for some quarterback musical chairs. I don't know how many you're going to actually move, but, I mean, Joel, let's start with Aaron Rodgers. He walks off the field for the last time after the loss to the Lions. It has a weird vibe around it. Mike Tirico made some comments on the telecast at the end, like, is this his last time in a Packers jersey? We saw Favre leave the Packers, and his last pass was an interception. Will Rodgers' last pass in a Packers uniform also be an interception? I don't know what to make of it. He just signed a new deal last year, but there isn't an out in the deal after this year. I'm confused. Help us make sense of it.
Well, he's turning into Brett Favre with his yearly, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I never thought we'd see another player have that much drama. Putting that aside, he's got $59.465 million guaranteed in 2023. Most people aren't going to walk away from close to $60 million in guarantees and go, you know, but I don't need the money, which is what would happen if he decided to retire. Green Bay, actually, from a cap standpoint, The best thing for them would be for him to retire or force his way out in a trade, just from the standpoint that the residual cap charges or dead money get worse if he plays another year in Green Bay. Regardless, it's tough that you're going to have to contend with $40.3 million of dead money, whether you trade him or release him. He's got kind of a complex contract where he's got these two option bonuses, one in 2023 and one in 2024, that there's a long window to exercise the option from like the first day of the league year to the first day of the regular season game, which is a real long window. So that gives them more flexibility from that standpoint. And it's better if they do a trade after June 1, which would not be ideal if he wants to force his way out. Wouldn't be ideal for the acquiring team, because then they can take the cap hit in 2023 and 2024. And then the dead money becomes basically 15-8 and basically 24-5. Otherwise, if you do it before June 1, you're taking all $40.3 million in 2023 for trade or retirement. You could do that post-June 1 thing with the retirement as well and get that same 15-8, 24-5 split if he's going to retire.
But Joel, June 1 is, what, 3 months after the draft? Free agency is in the distant past. Like, aren't most teams secure with what they got going on?
Yeah, that's why that doesn't really work from a trade standpoint.
Yeah.
That works best from a retirement standpoint.
So why would they put that do you think that's Rodgers wanted June 1 in the deal, or was that the Packers that wanted
it? No, well, the June 1 thing is how the cap works, that after June 1, then bonus proration from future years doesn't accelerate into the current year. You delay it until the following league year. He had that $40.8 million fully guaranteed roster bonus that's prorated, so $32.64 million of the proration is from that roster bonus last year, and then there's basically 7.6, which was existing proration from his previous contracts. That's why it's 40.3. But that June 2nd date does not have anything to do with any Rodgers choice. That's just how it works under the CBA.
Right. So if you're the Packers, you want it done sooner than later, correct?
Yeah, you want him to make a – he said he's not going to hang him out to dry. He's going to make a relatively quick decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Last year, right?
Yeah, well, he actually did make a decision before the league year started. It was like about a week before the league year started, so he decided he wanted to come back, and they gave him the contract. So if he decides to retire in a timely manner, they could still just stretch it out, keep him on the roster until June 2nd to get the favorable cap treatment. That's what the Saints did with Drew Brees when he retired. They just held him on the roster until June 2nd so they could split the cap hit between 2021 and 2022.
So in your scenario just now, if Rodgers says, guys, he goes to the Packers and says, you know what, it just isn't fun anymore. I'm old. I want to go do ayahuasca and hang out with Joe Rogan and company. I'm done. So they say, okay, we'll keep you on the roster and then you can retire on June 2nd?
Yeah. Yeah, basically, they're not gonna file retirement papers till June 2nd, because Brees announced his retirement in February, and they just held him on the roster until June 2nd. They did this year in New Orleans with Malcolm Jenkins, held him until June 2nd. But Rodgers is a different cat. But walking away from almost $59.5 million of guaranteed money this year, that's a special type of person to do that.
You think, what are the chances that he tells them, now I'm done? And then here we come 4 months later, it's May, it's sunny outside, there's no snow on the ground in Green Bay, and he says, you know what, guys, I think I want to come back.
Well,
I don't think I want to retire.
Well, the thing is, they have the same cap number, because they have to hold the cap number, which is about 31.6 during all this time to get the split. That'd be a Favre move, and then you've got that. Who's our quarterback?
Yeah.
Somebody's getting traded then, either Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers, if he decided to do exactly what Favre did, which was I'm done, and then decided right before training camp, if I remember the timing, that I want to play, and then they moved him to the Jets. So that's one of the rare starting quarterback trades after June 1. And you'd have basically he is Brett Favre Jr.
Yes, exactly. Now, it sounds like, based on me just listening to you here, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a trade of Aaron Rodgers. Is that a reasonable understanding?
Well, if he wants to force his way out, he can do that. He had the option in his mind last year. I'm either going to sign and come back and you're going to pay me whatever I want, or I'm going to force my way out through a trade. Right. And they probably would have accommodated him. So he could decide, you know what? I want to go try to team up with Davante Adams in Las Vegas. If they'll have him, that placate Davante and get the Raiders to assume the contract.
And would the Packers, who would be screwed in that one? The Packers?
No, just because they're screwed if he plays this year from a cap standpoint, because they exercise the option. And then they have more bonus proration, because if he played 2023 and retired in 2024, you're talking $68 million of dead money they have to contend with from the bonus proration from the $40 million roster bonus that was prorated this year, and then the 58-3 option bonus that would be prorated. If you trade him, you're not exercising the option because you have that long window, and that goes over to the Raiders. Oh. And in that case, and depending upon the timing of the trade, and we're going to assume it's on a conventional time frame, you're going to have the $40.3 million of dead money, which would increase your cap by basically $8.69 million if you traded him before June 2nd. But you don't have to contend with potentially $68 million of dead money in 2024, or if he played through 2024, then you're talking 76.8 in dead money in 2025. So it's the least amount of cap pain is him this year saying I'm done, or they move him someplace. There's no good option with Green Bay with this contract from a cap standpoint.
So Green Bay almost seems backed into a corner, and it's not a good one.
Oh yeah, he holds all the cards.
So Aaron Rodgers has them bent over a barrel, and they basically got to do whatever he says?
Yeah, when they lopped the contract year off in 2021, they gave him all the power. And then when they decided to give him this contract and the way they structured it, they gave him all the power. It's gonna wreak havoc with their cap. I know the cap's going to start going up dramatically probably in 2024, but that's a lot of dead money.
Yeah. All right, so let's move to the quarterback in Vegas, Derek Carr. Reportedly, he was held out of the last two games to prevent an injury, in which case they'd owe him a ton of money. He clearly is gone from Vegas. I've talked to plenty of reporters, Joel, who say that there's almost no way Carr is going to want to be traded somewhere. He would just much rather deny all trades, get released right after the Super Bowl, and then next thing you know, boom, he gets to get a bidding war started, and maybe somebody ends up paying him $35 million a year.
He's got the no trade clause, so he can control it. And since he used to be Mr. Raider, I bleed silver and black, he feels slighted, pulled the move that people do today, which is I'm going to unfollow somebody on social media, which I don't understand myself. But anyway, he's not going to be wanting to do them any favors. So he could veto any trade. He could just say, you know what? I'm not accepting a trade anywhere. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to have to cut me February 15th. Some people have said, well, he could push the guaranteed date back. I'm like, why would he do that?
Yeah.
He's already pissed at them. He's not going to do anything to help them out. So he'll get a one month head start on free agency that way.
So here's my thing. When you look at the quarterback market, what exactly should Carr expect? He's not going to get $40 million a year, right?
Probably not.
Well, probably. Wow. Okay.
I said probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. He's probably not going to make up the money that he's supposed to make, but he's going to get the average starting quarterback for a veteran. You throw out the guys on rookie contracts, according to NFLPA data, is about $32 million, so it'd be north of that. So he's not going to take a huge haircut, and he's going to be the only guy out there because
what about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, he's not a free agent until March. So if he gets cut, he's got a month head start. So if someone really wants him, then he can pick the destination where he wants to go.
How would you rank Jimmy G and Garoppolo? If you're a team in need of a quarterback, do you make a move on Carr, or do you say, I'm waiting on Jimmy G?
I don't think there's a big difference between the two. One thing that caught my attention was the fact that Brady Quinn, who played for McDaniels, relayed the Kyle Orton experience, that Orton, this is not an easy offense to learn in a year. Mm. Jarrett Stidham actually knows the offense better because that's the only offense he's been in because he was with New England before the trade this year. This is year four for Stidham. We just finished 4 years in the offense. That Kyle Orton's first year in Denver threw the most interceptions of his career and felt more comfortable according to what Brady Quinn was saying in year two. So this is year one for Carr in this offense, which he hasn't mastered. But you could give him a semi-mulligan for that reason. Worst year of his career probably since his rookie year.
Yeah.
But played much better last year. So if you think it's Derek Carr from last year as opposed to what you got this year, you'll like Carr more than Garoppolo. If you think Carr is going to be what you saw this year or slightly better, and – then you're going to go, I'll take my chances with Jimmy Garoppolo, mm-hmm. who can't stay healthy.
Where do you rank Derek Carr versus Dak Prescott?
I'm trying to put out my mind what I saw on Sunday, because that's the worst game I've ever seen Dak Prescott ever play.
They did not look motivated. Something looked off in that game.
If they play like that against Tampa Bay, they're going home.
Yeah, that will be ugly. I mean, Dak is.
But I put Dak. Dak ahead of him because I would say if you'd asked me at the beginning of the season, I'd say he's a borderline top 10 quarterback. But I don't know. Dak's not seeing the field like he used to. But some of his picks are alarming, particularly when he throws a pick. Could have thrown a pick six on two straight plays to the same guy. And it was a pass he never should have thrown because I saw the tape and I'm like, he was never going to be open.
The Jacksonville game.
Kendall Fuller was right there, was going to pick that. He broke on the ball. He read that. And so I don't know what Dak is doing. He tied for the lead of Davis Mills interceptions and missed four games.
Yeah, that's not ideal. I just remember the Jacksonville game. He opened the door with that bad, bad interception. The other one, not totally.
The bad one, the bad pass to Dalton Schultz, and then the other one, which they lost the game on, that was on Noah Brown.
Yeah, that was off.
But the one to Dalton Schultz was to turn the game around. I'm like, that you're sailing that one high, and why are you even throwing that pass in that particular situation?
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So let's quickly, last word on Derek Carr. So Carr gets released right after the Super Bowl. Likely a bidding war. You're saying what? He gets north of 32, so maybe 35? He was slated to make 33 next year and then 42 with the Raiders.
Yeah, so he had basically 121.4 on a three-year extension. So he had 116 over 3 years left for 38.7 was what the remaining years average. I don't think he gets to that, but the Commanders still haven't solved their quarterback problem. Carson Wentz won't be there next year, and they're going to pick up like $26 million in cap room for getting rid of him. So maybe that's a landing spot.
Interesting.
And particularly for one reason. If they can't have continuity in the coaching staff, his former head coach, Jack Del Rio, is defensive coordinator.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good call. Del Rio, the connection there. That's good. I am curious. Obviously, the Jets could be in the mix for Derek Carr. I don't know if he'd want to go to New York.
That's a ready-made team. They have a defense.
Yeah.
Now, here's the interesting thing about the Jets. The Rams game that they won a couple of seasons ago late in the year.
Don't remind me, man. It cost them Trevor Lawrence. I know.
Yes, bingo. They're playing. They're in the playoffs. Jacksonville's 4-12 with Zach Wilson. That was a stupid win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be a good landing spot. You got a defense, which is already made. So you step in, and you would think Derek Carr could get them to the playoffs because if they had half a quarterback this year, they're in the playoffs.
So, okay, you brought up the Jets. They're my favorite team, been a fan for forever.
But the guy who makes the most sense there is Jimmy Garoppolo because you have so many ties to the 49ers. Garoppolo makes more sense there than any place else.
I do.
Except maybe Las Vegas.
What about Miami with McDaniel?
Well, Tua, I think – I don't know how he shakes out with the concussions. He should – to me, he should be shut down for the rest of the year.
Well, yeah.
And he goes into – next year is the starting quarterback. Whether you pick up the fifth-year option is a different story. You certainly don't extend him.
Yeah. Well, we know the owners had a love affair with Brady because they both went to Michigan, and the owners want – they've been chasing a big-time quarterback since Dan Marino left.
Well, here's the problem with Brady. Optically, that doesn't work in Miami because you had the whole tampering thing with Sean Payton, and you lost your first-round pick. Can you really make that switch and go to Brady after a year after that? Because I'm sure Roger Goodell would frown on that. I don't know what he could do about it, but that optically, that's a problem.
Tend to agree. Let me go back. So Jets, potentially Garoppolo, Jets, potentially Carr. I'm going to throw out a name. You've heard all the McVay stuff. It sounds like it's going to be a decision if McVay says, I'm going to step away from football coaching for a minute. And then you remember that Matt Stafford only went to the Rams for McVay. And if you are the Rams, I mean, I think, Joel, you would agree with me. Even with all their guys healthy, they don't really have a great team. The offensive line has fallen apart. They've got a couple awesome players and then a lot of very not good guys. Let's say if McVay leaves and they say to Stafford, hey,
that thing could go south very quickly.
Exactly.
From this standpoint, that if he's gone to the broadcast booth and becomes the new Dick Vermeil, because Vermeil burned out early and then went in the broadcast booth for a long time, then came back to coach. Is Aaron Donald going to retire?
I mean, well, the Rams have no picks.
Yeah, so they have no picks. And if Aaron Donald's like, I'm out, then
you could pick up some picks.
That's even worse.
Yeah. You could trade Stafford, Donald, Jalen Ramsey, maybe keep Cooper Kupp, but you could bottom out and make a play for Caleb Williams in 2024. You got the Super Bowl. Hey, you know what?
Or Drake May.
Drake May, not bad. Now, there's going to be some teams in the mix, but that's an option. That seems like a nuclear
option. There's one problem with Stafford. He says he's going to keep playing. How bad is the neck?
Yeah, there are questions about that, and he'd obviously have to pass a physical. I'm just hypothetically, I called up his contract here. I'm looking at it. There's no outs until 2026. Joel, he's 35. He's had some injuries. We know he could still be a clutch big-time quarterback, evidenced by last year's Super Bowl run with the Rams. Can the Jets make a play for Matt Stafford? They are, as you said, ready-made. They've got Garrett Wilson. They've got picks. Can they offer the Rams?
Yeah, that would work too.
What about financially?
The Rams wouldn't be stuck with the option, because if you trade them before the option exercise period ends, then they assume the option as well. And the $73.5 million, which is guaranteed for injury over the next 3 years. So earliest you could get out is 2025 would be the earliest you could get out. Now there you'd have $10 million of 2025 base guaranteed, the $5 million third day of the league year roster bonus, plus you'd have the option bonus proration. So you're stuck at least two, and you'd hope to get 3 years out of him. But, yeah, he would give them a chance because we know he can win a Super Bowl. He's proven that.
So I'm looking at who has the most cap space. Number one is the Bears. Then you go Giants on down the list. The Jets are at
– Giants' cap space isn't really real.
That's the other question, yeah.
It's not real for this standpoint. Yeah, Daniel Jones is going to take up some portion of that.
That's a guy we'll get to.
somebody gets franchised, either Saquon or Daniel Jones. I don't know who they value more. I suspect Saquon, because they did open negotiations with him around the bye week, but did not with Jones. So that's 10-1 off the top right there for running back franchise tag. Then presumably you're going to re-sign Jones. That's going to take up some cap space. You might have more of a cap hit for Dexter Lawrence if you extend him. But, yeah, they got to go out and try to find some receivers who pose more of a threat defensively, because Kenny Galladay's gone.
Yeah, he's done.
Although he did finally make a great catch for a touchdown. Yeah. Was like, oh, 18. Wow, where'd that come from?
Yeah. Going back to the Jets, so – they could easily free up money. C.J. Mosley, I know he had a good season, but he's taken up 9% of their cap. He's done. They'll easily get off him. Laken Tomlinson, mediocre year. They got guys coming back. I think you can move off him. So bottom line is the Jets should be able to free up cap room easily to slide Stafford in, correct?
Yes, but would they prefer Garoppolo because they know him?
It's fair. I would counter...
I'd rather have a healthy Stafford, but he may not be healthy as well.
What do you think the asking price is from the Rams for Matt Stafford? If McVay leaves and the Jets kind of know that, okay, they're going to tear it down. They're going to try to unload these guys. They can't pivot that quickly. They have no picks. What do you think Stafford gets? Looking at what Russell Wilson got last year, which was way too much.
Probably not that much.
Can you get Stafford for a first and a fourth?
I would want more from the standpoint that the Jets got, two first-round picks for Jamal Adams, if I remember correctly?
They did, yeah. But he was young. Matt Stafford's 35.
Yeah, but he's a safety.
Yes, that's true. By the way, it sounds like Seattle's going to either restructure or dump Jamal Adams.
That's been a questionable decision from day one. One, you gave up so much that you had to pay him. And then you didn't pay him when you got the trade done, so you handed him more leverage.
Yeah.
So that move, I don't understand giving up that much in compensation for any safety unless he's Ronnie Lott.
They rebounded quickly in this draft. It removed the stench of the Adams contract. But back to the Jets. So you're saying essentially, sure, they could get Stafford. It's probably more than a first and a fourth.
Draft choice compensation to sign Jimmy Garoppolo.
And that's a good point. Sign Garoppolo or trade for Stafford. I don't know. I just feel like your upside with Stafford's going to win.
Yeah, the upside's more provided he's healthy, but if you don't want to give up picks, then Garoppolo.
Yeah, I mean, Joel, my Jets have never had a franchise quarterback, ever. It wasn't Sanchez. It wasn't Kenny O'Brien. Stafford is a franchise
quarterback. O'Brien wasn't bad.
He was good, but he wasn't a franchise guy.
Yeah.
And the only problem is, you know, Garoppolo's a little younger. With Stafford, you're only getting like 2 or 3 years, but Sauce Gardner, rookie deal. On the offensive line, deal. AVT.
You got to pay Quinnen Williams.
You got to pay Quinnen. That's it.
He said he wants a deal before offseason program starts in mid-April.
You keep that guy happy. He's incredible. So the only other quarterback we didn't touch on, Joel, was Mr. Thomas Brady. I've had him ticketed for
Viva
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
I've had him ticketed for Vegas. Is there anyone else you think that even makes sense for Brady?
I don't buy this go home to New England thing.
No, yeah, no way.
Because if you look at the roster, it looks worse than when he left.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they make the most sense, and I can't see him wanting to stay in Tampa. I can't, because look, they're 8-9 right now.
Yeah.
And they're old.
Have you seen their defensive? I think like 6 defensive starters are free agents to be.
Yeah, Levante David's 32. Yeah. Shaq Barrett's coming off of an injury. Yeah. So they had their window. Yeah. They won. There's
they won.
The whole, if Sean Payton goes somewhere, then there's that whole maybe he comes back to New Orleans, but I'm like, I don't know about that one.
Quarterback, yeah.
Then Brady would link it with him maybe. But, yeah, the Raiders make the most sense from a couple of reasons. That whole UFC Manning cast thing with Gronkowski and Dana White where they talked about revealed that he was going to go there in free agency, but Gruden put the kibosh on it. Well, now Mark Davis can get Brady.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
And then maybe give Gronk to come out of retirement, and that Darren Waller contract is tradable.
Yeah, where do you think Waller ends up? There was a lot of speculation about the Packers last year.
That would make sense.
But not with Aaron Rodgers making that much money. Can they afford him under the cap?
You can always restructure contracts and kick the can down the road, as we saw with the Saints when the cap dropped from 198.2 million to 182.5 million. They had to shed over $100 million in cap commitments and somehow figured out a way to do it. If you want to kick the can down the road, you can figure out a way to do it. And it's not necessarily advisable, but you can do it.
Yeah. Is there any other guy that we didn't touch on? We hit Carr, Garoppolo, Brady, Rodgers, Stafford. Oh, Lamar Jackson. Let's close up on Lamar Jackson, Joel. It doesn't sound like he's going to play this weekend. By all accounts, Baltimore is frustrated. Listen, Joel, my tell here was Adam Schefter reported in December that the Ravens expect Lamar back by December 24th. He's on record. And Schefter doesn't throw a ton of junk against the wall. It's pretty clear that he hasn't practiced since. I mean, it's been
there's no upside for him if he isn't 100%.
Right. But at what point
does
Baltimore...
He hasn't played in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But they can't – they're 2-3, and they don't score any points without him. Getting Roquan Smith done today leaves the franchise tag for him. You're not going to let him walk for a compensatory third-round pick in 2024. You don't stick the non-exclusive franchise tag on him because that's 2 first-round picks as compensation, which is below what his trade value should be relative to the Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson acquisition costs. So you stick the $45 million exclusive franchise tag on him. And if you want to try to auction him off at that point, you do, or you have him play on the tag and go from there. If you don't want to give him the fully guaranteed contract he wants, which was the big sticking point. The reports were they were willing to pay him, make him the second highest paid player in the league at $50 million per year, second most guarantees in a contract, but it wasn't fully guaranteed.
Yeah. Do you think there's a scenario? We know Lamar's from Florida, would love to land with the Dolphins. He trains there in the offseason. He has liked a bunch of fan tweets that are talking about him and the Dolphins.
Probably got to plant a franchise tag for a year with that, because unless Tua's retiring, they're probably married to Tua for one more year.
There's no scenario where the Ravens say, you know what, we're sick of this, Lamar. I know you don't want to be here. We're trading you.
Well, who's their quarterback? Because it's not Tyler Huntley.
Well, that's that. Then you've got to dip into, Do they take a chance on Tua? I don't think that makes a ton of sense.
If I'm a team, I'm not trading for Tua just because I don't know how long he's going to play
exactly.
With the head injuries, because that, to me, he's one concussion away from retirement. And I hate saying that. But
oh, no, that's – I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
They just botched how it was handled from the beginning. First one, when you stumble like that, you have a concussion. That's not your back. And that was the chain of events which started all of this for him.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder, the Ravens, John Harbaugh, special teams guy, has been there forever, good coach. The offensive coordinator, is it still Greg Roman? Because
it is still Greg Roman.
Ravens
now,
fans,
there's a way for that to appease Ravens fans. Greg Roman is really a Jim Harbaugh guy. He was with Jim Harbaugh at the 49ers.
Right, with Kaepernick, yes.
If Jim Harbaugh becomes the Denver Broncos head coach, I'm sure John and Jim will have a conversation. And if he wants Greg Roman, I'm sure that could be worked out.
Hmm. Interesting.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm trying to think of a quarterback that would slide in for the Ravens, assuming Lamar is not there. Now, you know, you've been in the industry a while. What's the percentage chance Lamar Jackson is back with the Ravens next year starting week one?
100%.
100? Not even like 90?
100%. He's playing on a $45 million exclusive franchise tag unless he has a change of heart on that fully guaranteed contract. To me, there's a way you could do that contract, which isn't fully guaranteed. But if he's dead set on that, then it's a franchise tag. I think he's there at least one more year. It gets interesting in 2024 when you have a franchise tag at $54 million, knowing the third one would be like
close to
$80 million.
I thought you couldn't do three.
You can do three. You can't do any more than three.
Okay, because I thought after two, Kirk Cousins had two with Washington.
No, they could have done a third, but it was going to be too cost prohibitive. Because then the third one is 144% of your prior year
they're
salary.
They're not paying Lamar $80 million.
Yeah, exactly. So the year of reckoning is 2024, because then you have to trade him or give him his fully guaranteed contract. So 2024 is a year of reckoning.
So he'll make 45 next season, and then after that it would go up to 54.
Yeah, it'd be a 20% increase.
And would that make him the highest paid quarterback in the league?
He'd make $100 million over 2 years. Maybe not by then, because you got two guys who are going to be eligible for contract extensions this offseason: Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert.
Oh gosh, they are going to break the bank.
Yes, man. They will break the bank.
So
Lamar waiting. If I was like, I got to play in a franchise tag for 1 year, I let them push the market up even more. And I'm like, and then you got a guy who's going to make at least Kyler Murray money this year, who will be in a contract year, Jalen Hurts, who looked like he was headed to the MVP before he got hurt.
I
got to
see more than 1 year from Hurts. And I like Hurts a lot. I got to see more than 1 year before talking about that big kind of money. Don't you?
If Kyler Murray's worth 46, I'd rather pay Jalen Hurts 46 than Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but look, they paid Kyler. He's already hurt. He's a nightmare in the locker room.
Jalen Hurts is not a nightmare.
Jalen Hurts is a good dude, yeah, by all accounts.
It kind of is what it is with those quarterbacks coming off rookie deals who are ascending like that.
That's why as soon as you get the QB, you got to ante up around him and try to go for the
Super
Bowl.
You have to do what Seattle did with Russell Wilson. They took advantage of him on the rookie contract, and then as Bobby Wagner astutely said, can't keep everyone, and then they never won another Super Bowl.
Yeah. So let's wedge Seattle in here if you don't mind me doing that. So Geno Smith is up. We know he set franchise records this year. Whoop-de-damn-doo. We know he's limited. They're going to lose to San Francisco this weekend. Joel, they have Denver's pick in the top five. Wouldn't it make
sense?
That's
where it gets interesting.
Wouldn't it make sense for them to just draft a quarterback?
Yeah. See, the thing is, I thought in preseason that they were having to pick between a marketing slogan. I was way off on this, busting for Bryce or sucking for CJ. But they do have it. They got the top five pick. I just thought it would be their own, not Seattle. So the Bears are either going to, I would assume, keep that pick and take a defensive player, auction it off to someone who wants to move up, maybe the Colts.
Yep.
Then Houston should take a quarterback at two. And you could hedge your bets and take a quarterback at five if you're Seattle. But you sign Geno to a bridge deal.
Yeah, Arizona's not taking one at three. But I think Indy's definitely
Indy has to take a quarterback. They're not – I thought they would be – contending with Tennessee to win that division.
Yeah,
neither one of them did, and that team doesn't look like they have that window anymore. Mm-hmm. So you start over with the young quarterback. And if I'm Seattle, if you can get a quarterback at five, I might seriously consider it, even though your pass rush just needs some work.
Yeah, but guess what? With the quarterback on the rookie deal, you can go spend – right, you don't have to pay Geno $35 million, $40 million.
Well, if you're going to pay him for 2 years, he's going to say, I'm a pro bowler, so I'm at least the average guy.
Okay, go.
The average salary is 32 for just the guys on veteran contracts. So what do? 60 over two?
No, you don't. You say, go ahead. Thank you for your service. Good luck. Enjoy the market and pick whatever contract you want. Let's see who sits on that grenade. Come on, Joel. Paying Geno Smith $30 million, that's insane. Here's the problem for Seattle.
Is he an average starting quarterback?
This year he was, but for the first
time. This is the only time he's been starting since he played with the Jets.
Okay, but we have a 7 year body of work. What do you believe?
He had a 7 year body of work where he's sitting on a bench. So I mean, he's still a body of work. He's a backup.
I'll call up his stats. I think it's closer. It's not like he threw this many passes.
He exceeded everybody's expectations.
Right.
but
in a contract.
If I'm him, yeah. To me, I do a contract awards article each year. He's best use for contract year and probably biggest steal because he's made 3.5 plus 3.5 in incentives. But minimum, you go Teddy Bridgewater type deal.
Oh,
that was 60 over three, right. And he ended up playing two. It is what it is. He's a starting quarterback who he's performed better than Teddy Bridgewater did when he was in New Orleans.
He can't stay healthy.
He's at the Pro Bowl this year. He set the single season passing record, something Russell broke Russell's record.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like him because he's Geno Smith by name, but if the average is 32, you're going to have to pay him a decent amount of money.
That's the tough part. You just said he was a bargain at $3 million or whatever, and now you got to pay him $29 million more after he was playing for the contract? And again, you're right. After the Jets, when he kind of flamed out the first 2 years, he got in that fight with a teammate.
Yeah, and that derailed his career.
Definitely. And maybe but I guess my guess would be front offices have to look in the mirror, look at the tape and say, can Geno Smith do this again? Can he 69% completions, 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns? Can he do that again?
Could he do 65% completion, 3,500 passing yards, 25 touchdowns?
So you're getting less and paying 500% more? That's the tough part.
Yeah, but that's 32's average. That would be average stats. If you could get him to do that, then you're in probably the same place you are this year, wild card contention. And you know, Pete Carroll's not someone who thinks of rebuilding. Mm-hmm. He's been in the playoffs. I saw something 10 out of 13 years, which is pretty damn good.
So how's this? If you're the Giants, are you keeping Daniel Jones? If you're the Seahawks, are you keeping Geno Smith? Which do you think of those makes more sense?
Daniel Jones, because he's younger and has more upside. We still don't know how good he is because he has no weapons in the passing game. Before you couldn't tell how good he was because Saquon was hurt and he was being handcuffed by coaching. So now he's got coaching. He's got a healthy Saquon. But if Kenny Galladay was Kenny Galladay, you'd know. But if you look at that receiving group and the tight ends and you rank them among 1 to 32 in the league, they're in the bottom quarter.
Yeah.
No offense to those guys, but doing this with mirrors and you think he has upside, is he – maybe he's Ryan Tannehill. And Ryan Tannehill has a ceiling, can get you to the playoffs – but you're not winning a Super Bowl. That year that he took the job from Marcus Mariota when he was traded, they signed him to 118 over four, which is 29 and a half a year.
Yeah.
And that was in 2020. That's 3 years ago. You adjust that for cap inflation, you're probably right at around 32, 33.
See, this is what makes it difficult. Tannehill's a great example. Thanks for bringing him up. So he was a number one over, first round pick.
His first round pick, and they paid him after 3 years in Miami. And then they
right. So the problem was he had a great run in Miami, right? They get to the playoffs, but he got hurt late in the season, if memory serves.
Yeah, he did. Tore his ACL when they had to sign Jay Cutler for a year.
Right, and they had like Matt Moore start in the playoff game, and they were awful.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he comes
back
in 2018.
And he's athletic because he was a receiver at Texas A&M. Went there as a quarterback, played receiver for 2 years, and took the quarterback job back, and I've never really seen that happen.
So Tennessee bought low on him, right? I don't remember what the deal was. They didn't give him
They bought low. It wasn't a big trade. And
it worked great. So that's
it mirrors the Giants from this standpoint. They had to get somebody done. Either Tannehill, which they did, so they could use the franchise tag on Derrick Henry. They both signed him to a 4-year deal. So really their window is through 2023. I don't know who's playing quarterback in Tennessee. That could be an option for Brady because Vrabel, we didn't mention that, but Vrabel's his buddy. We definitely know Malik Willis isn't the quarterback because you don't bring Josh Dobbs off the street.
This is true.
And then have him play quarterback as opposed to the guy you draft. So maybe Brady's there. Then Tannehill's looking for a home, but their window was 4 years. So maybe you marry up a contract with Saquon and Daniel Jones together. And you get them for hopefully 3 of the 4 years.
I don't know. I just have this commitment phobic issue with some of these mediocre quarterbacks who we've seen just be okay or below average for multiple years, and then all of a sudden one good year, and oh, we got to pay them. I would be skittish. But Joel, I've taken up a lot of your time, man. Thanks for diving deep on all these quarterbacks. It's going to be a great offseason. Joel Corey, CBS Sports. Thanks again, Joel.
Oh, anytime.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.